Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative was is specifically to strengthen U.S. border security and also facilitate the entry for U.S. citizens and other legitimate visitors who are coming into or going out of the United States, especially during the land and sea borders, which starts, of course on June 1st. Basically, what we have is the Trusted Traveler Program is three different identification, secure identification cards, the Nexus card used on the northern border, the Sentry card, which is used on the southern border, and the Fast card, which is used by commercial truckers. The GPO is the government provider of secure documents. And in this program, we designed, we printed, we laser engrave and personalize, and we distribute these Trusted Traveler cards to the U.S. citizens after they've been the package and the application has been adjudicated by the Department of Homeland Security.
So what is in the card and how does it work?
Well, the card is a very interesting secure device. It's basically many layers of security features. And they're in print, they're in design, they're in technology. One of the layers is a UHF chip and antenna assembly, which contains a number that is broadcast approximately 30 yards, so that as you're driving up to the border and one of the designated trusted traveler lanes, you're able to broadcast this number to the Border Protection Authority before your car gets there, so that when you're there, your information is already up on the computer screen waiting for you to be admitted across the border. And the official has the ability to look at the screen, look at your face, and look at your card and do a three-way match quickly before letting you pass through.
So the card does have to come out of your wallet in order to get you through the border.
That's correct. You do have to take the card and basically present it in the same way Easy Pass happens at toll booths. You put it up to the windscreen as you approach the immigration point.
And but it's not meant for that. It's not meant to be adhesed to the windscreen. It's just meant to be put back and forth in your wallet?
That's correct. It's just like the size of a credit card, and you just take it out of a protective sleeve that we also provide to the users. And when the card is inside the protective sleeve, there's no emission of the radio frequencies, and we take it out, present it to near your windscreen as you approach the immigration point, and you're able to broadcast that number ahead of time so they're ready for you when you get there.
We're talking to Steve LeBlanc. He's the Managing Director for Secure and Intelligent Documents at the Government Printing Office about all of these travel documents that they produce. So besides the Trusted Traveler card, you also produce passports. And this has to be a growing commodity. Suddenly now everyone needs a document. And are you finding that that your business is picking up?
Oh, absolutely, Jane. I will tell you, we are very proud to take care of the Department of State for the course of the United States passport, and we have for many decades. Recently, we made the transition from the passport to an electronic passport, of course, with the embedded chip and antenna in the back cover. And that is just another security feature that we use to make sure that we're a step ahead of the counterfeiters and the forgers. It also enhances the border security and allows immigration to have one more way to check the person's identification as they come across. We're very much involved with that program and the Trusted Traveler. We also produced the inauguration credentials for our recent inauguration. Worked with the Capitol Police, and we're producing the Medicare card for Puerto Rico. So you're right, there's a growing need for secure credentials, and the Government Printing Office is stepping forward and leading the government in terms of providing those kinds of secure credentials to other federal agencies.
And these different credentials, say the inauguration credential and so forth, are they all the same technology as this border crossing card, or are these a variety of different types of systems?
All different systems, Tom. The Trusted Traveler card uses a UHF technology. The passport uses high frequency. There's magnetic stripes. There's encrypted barcodes. There's all kinds of ways that we can insert technologies and security features into these documents.
And do you find that people are opting for these trusted traveler cards? This is a lengthy process. This isn't something that you just get. This is something that you need because you go across the border repeatedly. Is that the idea?
I think that the trusted traveler card is definitely aimed toward folks who do frequent travel crossings of our borders. But any U.S. citizen, of course, can apply for the trusted traveler card. And there's a website that the DHS, Customs and Border Protection, has to facilitate that. I will say that there are a few documents that are accepted under the new WIDI provisions, and, of course, the United States passport is one. The Department of State also sells a passport card, which is similar to in size and shape to the trusted traveler card. And certain states along the border are also offering enhanced driver's licenses mm-hmm. with these technologies embedded as well.
And has there been a lot of interagency cooperation in order to get this project off the ground?
Oh, absolutely. We worked very closely with both Department of Homeland Security and Department of State and other agencies to make sure that that we met the 1 June deadline.
Yeah, because they would have specified the readers and the database and the whole system that this kind of invokes when it goes by. So you had some pretty tight standards to meet.
Absolutely. The specifications are well defined, and there has to be a high degree of interoperability for both the United States and Mexico and Canada and all of the readers along the borders. And that applies to these border crossing cards as well as worldwide. The U.S. passport is interoperable using worldwide specifications for our passports with all the countries around the world.
And do you recommend punching a hole in the corner if someone wants to hang it around their neck?
No, we definitely don't want you to do any kind of hole punching in the card because, there's sophisticated electronics embedded in one of the inside layers, and you may damage some of those.
Well, all right, no hole punching, and we thank you very much for joining us to talk about this. It sounds like you've been very busy and probably will be for some time to come trying to get all these documents together to those who need them. Thanks for joining us to talk about it.
Thanks, Jane. We're very proud of our workforce and how they've stepped up and become experts in the issuing of these secure credentials. So I appreciate the time to talk about it.